All right, it's working now. Believe it or not, Howard, you're talking to your cousin Buck. And I just saw your kids and your wife, and they look terrific, got beautiful suntans. And I said to Gary, I said, tell me, did your daddy look any different to you when you saw him in Hawaii? And he said, yeah. And I said, how did he look different? Does he look older or what? And he said, no, he got a lot of hair. I said, what do you mean? He said, he let his hair grow long, and he's got hair on his face. I said, hair on his face? And that's when Sandy told me that you grew long sideburns like a Vietnam hippie. Anyway, the kids look great. Ruthie looks great. She doesn't know whether she's pregnant or not, but, you know, that's understandable. Mark is resting right now with his leg. Of course, he's biting at the bit. He's doing real fine. Of course, we all didn't realize the seriousness of this knee, but he's anxious to get back into the pool again. And he's got a meet coming up on July 20th, so today's the 4th. So we've got 16 days, and I think he's going in Monday to have the stitches taken out, and we'll see how his progress goes. But he's entered in a meet in Santa Monica, in which he'll probably be in about 4 or 5 different races. Incidentally, I'm sure you'll be real interested to see his progress and times in the different events. The kid's doing absolutely fantastic. For a kid, actually, who has only been swimming since September 1st, I think it is, or maybe it was last August, but his times have increased considerably. And his high school coach, and of course his swimming school coach, is absolutely amazed and overjoyed at the progress he's making. But you'll get a kick out of it. And I think there'll probably be some indoor meets, maybe at Beverly Hills High School in the fall, that you'll be able to see. And then, of course, next year you should have a tremendous year in high school. You can get to the meets in the afternoon because most of them in the valley anyway. Jerry's standing here right now, and I asked him if he wanted to talk to you, and he said no, he gets gun-shy when he sees a tape recorder going. But anyway, I think we can convince him. He's got a beer in his hand, and here he is. We now have Jerry Rabin.
Hello, Howard. Pretty soon you'll be back, and we all can't wait for you. Unfortunately, I played paddle tennis against your sister-in-law today and beat her again. But when you get back, maybe you can be her partner, and then she'll have a chance. Anyway, I hope to see you very soon, and then you can tell us all about the glorious time you had in beautiful, wonderful Vietnam. Goodbye now.
And that was Jerry Rabin reporting from beautiful Canoga Park in the heart of sunny California. Well, I'm going to leave you now, Howie. Lots of luck. Take care. Hope to see you real soon. And it'll be nice getting together again. Signing off, your cousin, Buck.
Hello, Howard. This is Nanny talking. My blood pressure's been 140 over 80 for the last 3 days. We're all out at the... Whose house are we at? We're at Floyd's house for the barbecue. The whole gang is here. I guess everybody will be talking to you. I don't know who has talked to you yet. Okay.
Down or up?
You're talking. It's going. Push it down when you want to stop. Will you say hello to Hal?
Hiya, Hal. We're over here over at the Floyd Smaller's house with the gang, and we're having a hell of a good time. Sure miss you. Had your children in the pool, Gary and Jeffrey, and your mommy's sitting here seeing whether I say the right things or not, and sure are missing you. I don't know if you received our birthday card, but we did send it out, maybe a little late, but I hope you got it. And hope to be seeing you when you get home. Take care of yourself.
Hello, Howard. Did you know who was talking to you? Irving Rabin, in case you didn't know. Well, we met Ruthie and the kids at the airport, took them home, and everything was fine. They look wonderful. We were out there this morning and painted the cabinet. I rather Joe did. And that's done. My voice sounds bad. Don't get scared. I've had a sinus and a cold this week. Been home all week, but I feel better now. Hope you get my package real soon. Sent you two packages. Let me know if you want me to send you another package before you leave. If you do, I'll be glad to. Just let me know. Abby is out of town for the whole week. She won't be back until next Sunday. Here you received my letter. We'll give you everything in detail. Can't wait to see you. Just a couple of more months and it'll be here. All my love.
Here. Howard? Hi, this is Nancy. How are you? We're all looking forward to seeing you. And we miss you very, very much. And we can't wait for 8 weeks from today when you'll be back with us. Everybody sends their love. And we haven't broken any bones lately. We decided to wait until you come back. Goodbye.
Howard Hirsch, Uncle Fred. Yeah, it's a cousin gang, and your kids are in the water, and they're swimming, and everybody is eating, and what else can I say? I would have given $1 million if I could have been in Hawaii to watch you when you saw your kids in life for the first time. Oh, your wife, yes, I know that. Now we're only hoping she isn't pregnant, that's all. Well, I'll sign off. Goodbye, Howie.
Hello, General Hirsch. This is Captain Rabin. Just thought we'd stop by the old microphone here to say hello. We're hoping to get you back home pretty soon. Well, so long for now.
Hello, Howard. How are you? I'm feeling fine. Sorry I don't write to you, but maybe one of these days I'll drop you a line. I hope to see you soon. That's all. I'm at this party we have here tonight. It went over big. A lot to eat, a lot of food and drinks. Stay well, Howard. Be seeing you soon.
Daddy. How you doing, Hal? Well, I finally came out of retirement and went to work. I'm working for a linoleum shop on Pico, just about a block west of Robertson, about 5 minutes from the house. Work inside, sending out the linoleum layers, carpet men, fill orders, take orders, order a lot of stuff. By the end of the day, I'm all knocked out, but I'm feeling pretty good otherwise. Yeah, I think it's very good for me. We've had some real nice weather the last couple of days. Best weather we've had in 2 months. Everybody out at the picnic say hello. Kids went in swimming. Jeffrey went in right away, but Gary was a little backward. He didn't want to go in. Oh, maybe about after he was here about an hour, he made up his mind to go in. And the two kids were fighting in the water as usual. One wanted the float and the other one wanted to float, but they got along very nice. Jeffrey seems to be swimming pretty good. Likes to swim underwater. Mailed a package to you about, in other words, two packages, one a 3-pound can and one a 2-pound can. He stuffed it with bread and salamis and candies and cheeses. Hope you get it in good condition. Mother is feeling pretty good. She had a little cold, but she's getting over it now. Finally finished painting your cabinets at home. I'll probably have to give it one more coat. I gave it another coat and one coat, but I think I'll have to get a roller to finish the job. Looks pretty good. I put the file into the cabinet, and it fits in there very nice. So put linoleum down on the shelves. Ruthie bought the linoleum, a standard brand. Well, that's about all for now, Hal. Stay well. We'll be seeing you in a couple of months.
Hi, Howie. Well, today it's Saturday, and we certainly all had a good time over at Arlene's yesterday. I hope you enjoyed listening to everybody talk to you on the tape. I thought you would get a real big kick out of it. The weather started to cool off yesterday, but I'm sure it was still in the 90s compared to today's drizzly, overcast weather. Sheila and Glenn had signed me up for mixed doubles today at 1 o'clock, But I had to cancel. I can't even walk from room to room without getting short of breath, and I'm wheezing constantly. So I think in a few more days I'll be ready for mixed doubles, but I really had to pass today. The kids are outside playing with all the junk they got last night over at Arlene's. They bought each of the kids a cap gun with lots of caps and sparklers, and they lit all the sparklers last night, but Mark and Mike gave Gary and Jeff a lot of their caps, so they're outside just having a field day with Vincent and Tommy and Elisa and all the kids. If the sun comes out, I thought it would be nice to take the kids over to the club to go swimming, but if it doesn't, because it is kind of cool, I think I'll just pass. They had an awful big day yesterday with camp and swimming at camp, and then last night they swam over at Arlene's, and then we didn't get to bed till 10:30, and I don't think I have to put the whole summer into 2 days, so I'll just play it by ear. I did some ironing this morning. First time I think I've ironed in months, and the basket was so full I just couldn't put any more ironing in it, so I decided that I would iron some up. Also, I cleaned the house a little bit. Talked to Shirley this morning, and she said for her first game, she lost to Jerry, and then she won the next two games, and then she lost, so she's completely out of the tennis tournament now. Jerry will probably be in the winner's bracket, and we hope that he takes the first place again. He's playing with Sally Heiser. I'm hoping to get a letter from you today because so far I still haven't received anything. When did you receive my first letter? I didn't really get too much scoop on Foster, and I really don't think too many people know actually what's going on. Sandy apparently has taken an apartment in the Los Feliz area, and Shirley kind of had tears in her eyes yesterday most of the afternoon, which is understandable. Linda and Lucky weren't there, and apparently there was some dissension with Belle and Sarah because they didn't come. They say that everybody picks on them, but I didn't get the true poop on that. I talked to Sherry, Belle's daughter Sherry, and she says that she just goes around herself and cries quite a bit. She's so tired of living in an apartment, and they've looked for a house, but they really can't afford it, and her kids aren't allowed to swim in the pool, and it's just horrible, and she doesn't really see any change in her future at all, which is really kind of sad. Aileen looks good, and Lori has lost 10 pounds and looks just fabulous. She has a fall that she wears, and she looks so pretty and so thin when she's all dressed up, and Buck just stares at her. He's so proud of her. They really are a great family. Jossie was there with Herb and her two boys. That little one, Charlie, has got bright red hair. It's really kind of kooky looking, but they all think he's adorable. And then her older boy, Tommy, who's very, very nice. And then the rest of the family club was there, Nancy and Jerry and Virginia and Dave and Judy and Bruce. And guess who Judy goes to? She switched doctors. Apparently she had a D&C 5 weeks ago. She was a few months pregnant and apparently is having quite a bit of difficulty getting pregnant and caring. So she switched doctors, and now she goes to Igor Monasevich. Small world. Anyway, I gave her John Hogan's name and Griffin's name and told her that you all were in Vietnam and that we had discussed Igor's name with John and Pat, and she's going to say hello and give them the scoop where they are right now. Well, the sun sort of looks like it's trying to come out, but it's actually not out yet. I spoke with Grace earlier, and we thought we might send out for dinner together tonight. Jules is on call, so he won't be home for dinner. But I'll just play it by ear and see how it goes later. Seems like I'm kind of depressed today because the week has been so full, and I suppose if I felt better and were over at the club doing, I wouldn't have this feeling, but I really don't feel like sitting over there in the mist just to be doing something.
Goody, sister, Mrs. Captain, can you tell me to pop him, tell me to pop him, tell me to pop him?
Yeah, and what are you doing?
With a stick.
And what are you saying to him?
I'm saying I'll give him.
Well, can't you share him with him?
He says give me Tommy, he's not using them.
Why doesn't he use them?
This wants more, because so he's just giving them to Tommy.
Well, don't you want to share with all your friends?
He's just giving them to Tommy, Tommy, when it pops on, Tommy, when it pops on. Gives them everyone. Tommy gets through with them. He beats all of them up.
Yeah.
And he wants another pack, please.
Well, Gary's not shooting off any of the caps?
No!